spacemen, set your retro exhaust to overload and your space sleds to remote control, because it's time once again for the adventures of Flush Powder. Welcome to episode 68 in the sober series of Flash Powder, as he and his subhuman sidekick, Cellophane, battle do-gooders across the celestial skyways. As you dismember from our last episode, Flash and Cellophane were about to be transposed into a parallel universe by their friendly arch-enemy police chief, Wallaby O. Magnetron. Even now, Magnetron prepares to pull the fatal switch, unaware of the drastically equalizing consequences.
You stupid bad guys got yourselves on a one-way ticket out of this plane of existence. I'll finally be rid of your meddling antics. The forces of justice will triumph at last.
You don't realize what you're doing, Magnetron. No one's ever been transposed into a parallel universe before. These are forces you don't understand.
Me neither, Biplastic. What's he going to do to us, Flash? Why are we tied to these 7-foot Tootsie Rolls?
I'm sending you as far away from me as morally acceptable. With my little subtemporal sidereal polarizer, I'm going to place you in a radio series only slightly different from this one. Leaving me here, free to keep the law in order without your putrescent presence.
It defies all the laws of conservation of material logical positivism. And it probably won't work, besides. It's my guess, having read the script beforehand, that you'll be coming along with us, Magnetron.
Then guess again, you cretinous criminal, and stop ruining the plot.
Ah, just get on with it. Everybody's wondering what happened to Azort Starbolt, and why we're all the same characters with different names, and...
Stop! Everybody's trying to give away the plot. There's only one way to put a stop to this.
Hold it! Oh, no!
What? What happened? Where am I? Who are I?
What did I tell you? Here we all are.
But this is the planet Genitar in the Zebulus system. I just saved everybody in the last episode by plugging the planet back in. I'm What the Laugh.
But then I mustn't be Wallaby O. Magnetron. I mean, I never was. I mean, I'm Captain Magneto. I'm supposed to be in jail.
And that won't be hard to remedy, Magneto.
And you're the android that put me there. You're...
Right. And the real name of this series is...
Azort Starbolt Space Android.
Yes, that's right. This is the real introduction. The other was just a fake, if it existed at all. But I'm still the announcer, and thank God for that. In our last episode, What the Laugh saved the dying planet of Genitar by plugging it back in. Little did he know that in so doing, he would get the wires crossed and transpose everybody into a parallel universe. But everything seems to be back to normal now. So let's join them on the planet Genitar for episode 3 of chapter 2 of the adventures of Azort Starbolt, Space Android, and a little story we call Shock Therapy.
Back to normal, eh? I wonder how long that will last.
Have you been reading the script again?
Not very long if we don't get Magneto back in prison.
Not back there. Azort, what was that the announcer said about somebody pulling a plug?
That was the last episode. What here plugged the planet back in?
Yeah, there's a plug right there. That big round thing in the ground.
So if I just pull this like this...
Don't do it!
Stand back, Starfleet. I'm in control now. One more step and you've got yourself another energy crisis.
But you'll be affected too.
I don't care. Anything's better than the lousy food they serve in that prison.
You'll never get away with this, Magneto. I'll...
Stand back! I'm warning you! Oh!
No, no! What's happened here? When Azort tried to get the plug away from Magneto, he accidentally shorted himself out. What will become of our metal marvel as
2 quadrillion galactic volts charged through his highly conductive cortex. Let's take a look, then, into the brain of a raving robot.
Azort Starbolt, this is your life! What a surprise, eh, Azort? Well, you just sit tight and don't rub against the straps, and we'll be back with some great, marvelous memories after this word.
Star linebacker Achilles O-tendon for Starbolt Flicknuts.
When I get up in the morning and want to eat, I grab a whole handful of these here Starbolt Flicknuts, because they're crunchy. And sometimes I have 2 handfuls, and there's a power crystal in every box, I think.
Starbolt Flicknuts, the all-weather breakfast series, made from choice government-rejected androids.
Well, Azort, here we are. But the question is, where were you? Maybe this haunting vocal memory will help.
He was the stupidest guest I ever had on.
Hey, can you guess who that is, Azort?
But that's you. What are you doing?
A double take, so let's double back and find out who that double is. Why, that's none other than Tom Noxious, famous TV personality and host of the very popular television show, This Is Your Life, on which show was featured you, Azort. Remember? Well, what have you got to say?
Well,
come on down here anyway, Tom. Why, how are you, Azort? Haven't seen you since, 20 minutes ahead.
Logic sequence reshift. My head. Ooh.
Wait a minute, Azort. You can't break down now, because the fun's just begun.
Gun! Come on, Azort, take the gun! What's the matter with you? That's right. Now hold it up. Good. Now slowly squeeze the trigger and kill that civilian over there. Attaboy, Azort. You're a policeman now.
We'll return to more of Lawmen after this little plastic soldier named Harry turns into an airport locker full of meat byproducts. But first...
First! I'm first, Ms. Washbowl.
No, you're not. Now just sit down, Azort.
But I was first in line.
Yes, but, well, androids can't go before real people now, can they? Now, everybody else line up, and when you've had your feet shaved, you can go out for recess.
But, Ms. Washbowl...
All right, that's it. Azort, take off your legs and roll into the corner.
Gee.
Now, the rest of you can go out and play scapegoat.
Yay! Oh, boy, that's it!
Not yet, Miss Washbowl! We won't break him honest!
All right!
Yay! Robot,
get it right here, folks. It walks, it talks. It does simple hypothetical mathematical projections. Yes, friends, this totally authentic regulation Azort Starbolt doll is just like the one you saw on TV. And now, in this limited radio offer, for just a dollar more, you can get him to ring doorbells at strange people's houses.
Yes?
Hello, I'm Azort Starbolt, and some bizarre permutation of my badly impaired brain has sent me to your door at this ungodly hour.
Hell, I don't care what god you're selling. Come on into the party! Brady. Grab some grub there. Still sweet or delicious. What are you drinking?
Have you got any lubricants?
Lubricants? You're asking if we got lubricants? Man, you walked into Lube Job City. Plain or regular?
Plain would be fine.
Well, come on in and meet everybody. Hey, everybody gather around here. This here's my friend Azord Starbolt. And guess what? Azord here has kindly volunteered to be tonight's ritual sacrifice.
Nice to see you again, Azord, and welcome back to our little show. But no, don't go away, because there's somebody I know you'll want to see.
Son, is that you, son?
Mother? Is that my mother?
So sorry, Azord. You're close, but androids don't have mothers. It is, in fact, a starting line of the Green Bay Packers in drag. Come on down here, boys, and really give it to them. careful. Save the real stuff for a little later in the show. Now, while the boys are having fun, I'd like to remind the studio audience at home that when life drops a heavy-scented shipment of Pakistani furballs on you, there's only one thing you can do, and that's Dropout. New Dropout, the only suicide pill with a money-back guarantee.
Tea, coffee, amphetamines, enema. Please fasten your head belts. To ensure that you and the plane go up at the same time, there must be no smoking during takeoff. In the event of an unsightly emergency, please stay seated until all of the routes of escape are blocked, thereby allowing the crew to get out and assist you from the outside. Under your seat, you will find a stained rule book for Scrabble and an inflatable, life-size erotic stimulet which attaches to your front. Mr. Smithers here has kindly volunteered to demonstrate. Very good, sir. Careful, not too rough. Oh, Mr. Smithers, look at what you've done. You're all...
Hey, baby, this is your captain speaking. Like, it's a real gas to be tripping with y'all today. Yeah. We're now cruising at a lovely 700 feet. Wow. Just lean out your window and catch all those little people running around. Far out. Hey, we got clear tripping ahead if we don't hit something. Just sit on back and cool right out. Man, you should see the view from this window up here. Like, what a trip.
You are cruising at a danger.
Hey, well, somebody's flipping out on the radio here, so I'll talk to y'all later. Good tripping, everybody.
Please, do not leave your seats while the plane is falling. When the plane has come to a stop... Sir, what are you doing, sir? You can't open that hay.
Get out of here. This can't be... Help me. I've got to get out of here. This can't be real. Let me out of here.
Here he is, well-known sumo wrestler and pediatrician who's held a grudge against you for 20 years now. He's 8'4", he's a madman, and he's after you, Azort. Come on down here, Leo Duck Soup. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time to beat the celebrity. Come on, everybody, get him.
Azord, you gotta wake up.
Why? What's in it for me?
But this is real now, Azord. You're not in anything.
Except trouble.
Magneto, what do you mean by that?
While you were filling time with all that hairy hallucination stuff, Magneto kidnapped both of us and took us to this abandoned asteroid.
And you're both in my power at last. By the next episode, I'll have thought of some horribly fiendish thing to do with you both.
Why do you always say,
oh, no?
because it's the only line I can put some feeling into.
What will Magneto think of? Will he think of anything? Does it matter? Find out in next week's unbelievably real episode of...
Azor Starbolt, Space Android.
In this episode, you hallucinate through the variable voices of Kim Stranslesius, Al Farr, Randy Williams, Craig Mackey, Rick Jones, Peter Fisher, Chris Henry, and of course your own amazingly talented and handsome announcer, Jim O'Regan. The preceding audio monstrosity was concocted by a little runt we like to call Jefferson Green. And don't you feel just a little bit foolish?